Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, January 29th. The Hingham Hall Ferry has been canceled today due to ice in Boston Harbor. The MBTA says there will be no ferries to or from Hingham and Hall into Boston today. Even with the winter storm now in the rearview mirror, this week has not been a good one for the Red Line. On Monday night, the T reported half-hour delays due to the snow. Those delays continued through Tuesday due to multiple disabled trains. And by yesterday, the weather had taken its toll on the Red Line. By about 2 p.m., the T announced it would be running with reduced service, leading to longer wait times. Data collected by Transit Matter showed that only 35% of scheduled Red Line trains ran on Tuesday. That was an improvement from 32% on Monday, but it was even worse yesterday, with about 17% of scheduled trains having run as of 10 o'clock last night. In light of all the delays, the T has announced it will be canceling the upcoming weekend work that was originally scheduled to take place on the Red Line. Overnight snow removal operations continue in Quincy. Crews were clearing snow around the business districts and schools, including North Quincy High School and access points to MBTA stations. The snow is being hauled to a dump site at the Quincy Shipyard, courtesy of Dan Quirk. City officials say the snow removal and sidewalk plowing operations will continue this week ahead of another storm possible for Sunday. Well, after an outcry from customers, the two largest utilities in Massachusetts have backed off a plan to charge customers interest on the money they defer from winter gas and electric bills over the next 2 months. Governor Healey had requested the state's utilities shave customer bills by 10% in February and March amidst a second winter of sky-high heating charges, and was frustrated that the companies had planned to collect interest. The gas and electric companies will be permitted to collect the 10% bill reduction back starting in April, when heating costs typically drop. An additional 15% reduction on electric bills will be paid for with $180 million in existing state funds and will not need to be paid back. National Grid and Eversource, the state's largest gas and electric company, said yesterday they would forego all interest on the bill reductions. Initially, the companies had said they would forgive 2 months of interest, but had planned to collect the remaining deferred charges with interest up to the prime rate of 6.75%. Governor said she called the utilities and asked them to remove those added charges for customers. There is no mechanism for customers to opt out of the bill deferrals. State lawmakers, who are also under fire for failing to take action on the state's high energy costs, took notice of the plans by the utilities to collect interest, and some plan to collectively object. The governor did file her re-election year budget plan yesterday, sending the legislature a $63.3 billion proposal that would increase spending by 3.8% compared to the budget she signed last summer, while tax revenues are projected to grow just 2.9%. Healey's fourth budget plan comes amid a challenging atmosphere of eroding federal support, sluggish growth in general purpose tax revenues, and a tax-paying public that's battling daily cost of living concerns. Governor-centered affordability in her State of the Commonwealth address last week, and appears poised to make affordability a main talking point around her budget plan. Her administration announced as a document that invests in key programs that residents rely on to make their lives easier and more affordable. Lawmakers will now unpack the details of her spending plan. The $63.3 billion bottom line includes $60 billion in line item spending, $2.7 billion in spending supported by the state's income surtax, and a nearly $550 million transfer to the Medical Assistance Trust Fund. Compared to the budget Healey signed last year, it represents an increase of about $2.3 billion, or 3.8%. Campaign season is shifting into high gear And Massachusetts congressional incumbents seeking to secure their seats for another term, while fresh faces aim to challenge the status quo. And among them is Patrick Roth, a lawyer who served as an aide to former Governor Deval Patrick. Roth is hoping to unseat Congressman Stephen Lynch in the Democratic primary. Roth recently received endorsements from Patrick and former Democratic National Committee co-vice chair David Hogg. The Lynch campaign frames Roth as a, quote, corporate lawyer who grew up in the most affluent town in Connecticut, adding that Lynch grew up in the housing projects and that the contrast couldn't be starker. But Lynch is not the only Massachusetts Democrat facing a primary challenger. Representative Seth Moulton is taking on Senator Ed Markey. Representative Catherine Clark has two opponents, Jonathan Paz and Tariq Salmon. And Congressman Richard Neal also faces a primary fight from Jeremy Whalen. The Massachusetts primary election is scheduled to take place on September 1st. Trooper Joseph Ward appeared in Plymouth District Court Tuesday on charges of kidnapping, witness intimidation, assault and battery, and two counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. According to the criminal complaint, the 25-year-old Ward and the victim, who were in a serious dating relationship, were at their home at about 5 p.m. on January 10th. Prosecutors allege Ward wanted to have a serious conversation with the victim, but she wanted to end the relationship. The victim, a Barnstable police officer, was scheduled to work that evening but was allegedly forced by Ward to call out. The victim told police the argument escalated and Ward blocked the apartment exit, preventing her from leaving, and then assaulted her. She said she spent about an hour pleading with him to let her go. The couple eventually went for a drive, and then a friend of the victim stopped them and took the victim to the home of her relative. Ward's defense attorney says his client has no criminal record and does not pose a risk to the accuser. He also claimed the victim's statements to police were demonstrably false, alleging she continued a relationship with Ward after the incident and met with him again. The attorney said cell phone records would support that claim. Ward was held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing set for February the 2nd. In the wake of the Trump administration's rollback of tobacco prevention efforts, researchers are calling on state lawmakers to boost funding to help curb tobacco use. In its annual State of Tobacco Control report released yesterday, the American Lung Association delivered its assessment of steps taken by states and the federal government to reduce the number of tobacco-related deaths and gave recommendations to help prevent tobacco use. The state's health care costs as a result of smoking exceed $4 billion, and tobacco use remains the leading cause of preventable death across the country and in Massachusetts, with 9,300 smoking-attributable deaths reported each year in the state. Massachusetts' adult smoking rate stands at 9.8%, and the adult tobacco use rate is 15.5%, while the high school smoking rate is 3.4%. Researchers gave Massachusetts an F grade on tobacco prevention and control programs, finding that the state severely underfunds the Massachusetts Tobacco Control Program and urged Governor Healey and the legislature to dramatically increase funding. Well, before the Patriots make the trek to the West Coast for Super Bowl 60, the AFC Championships will celebrate with their fans in Foxborough. Patriots announcing yesterday afternoon that the team will hold a Super Bowl send-off rally on Sunday morning at Gillette Stadium. Gates for the event will open at 9 a.m. with the rally beginning at 9:30. Sunday's rally will include a musical performance by the Dropkick Murphys, along with appearances from Patriots cheerleaders and various Patriots alumni. Patriots ownership, head coach Mike Vrabel, and team captains will also address the crowd before leaving for TF Green Airport in Rhode Island at about 11:30. Patriots will then begin their prep work in the Bay Area as they brace for a showdown with the Seattle Superhawks in Super Bowl 60. Kickoff from Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara is set for 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, February the 8th. Sunday's event is free of charge, but tickets will be required and are on a first-come, first-served basis. The ticket registration link will be posted this morning on Patriots.com and across the team's various social media channels. For those who can't make it, the rally will also be live-streamed at Patriots.com. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 12 points. The NASDAQ rose 40. The S&P fell a fraction. Global stocks were mixed as a wait-and-see attitude dominated in regional markets following the Federal Reserve's decision to keep its key interest rate unchanged. The dollar fell, the euro was up, and oil up to $64 a barrel. In sports, the Celtics lose to Atlanta 117-106, and they'll be hosting Sacramento tomorrow night at 7:30. Tonight, the Bruins host the Flyers at 7. The National Weather Service forecast today, partly sunny and cold with a high of 23. For tonight's clear and frigid, a low of 0. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high only 17. Saturday, sun and clouds, high of 22. And snow on Sunday as the nor'easter passes by. Could be several inches with a high Sunday, only in the mid-20s. For the boater, waves 2 feet, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots. The high tide 7:31 a.m. and 8:19 p.m. Sunrise at 7 a.m. sets at 4:54. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, January 29th.